BRAC's not coming. It's not going to pass in the next cycle. We'll worry about it after the next election when you go into the new Congress. So y'all can stop worrying about that.
Out of the half dozen BRACs, base realignment and closure, since 1988, two have impacted Naval Air Station Pensacola. The aviation depot left in 1993, and a decade later, the Naval Air Basic Training Command moved to NAS Corpus Christi, Texas. The latter was replaced by NETC, the Naval Education and Training Command.
I am very senior leadership on the Armed Services Committee. It's not going to come out of that committee. But even if you were facing BRAC, say 10 years down the road, you know, this area is absolutely critical in all of its military infrastructure.
That includes Naval Air Stations Pensacola and Whiting Field, along with Corry Station, Softley Field, and Eglin Air Force Base.
Even if we had a BRAC, do you think they're going to get rid of Pensacola Naval Station? The one that in the past that I had to protect was Whiting because of the fight between the Army at Fort Rucker and the Navy over here.
Whiting Field's unique layout appears to be a big plus in its favor.
You have this dozen or so airfields spread all over where they can expand that training. This is too much of a national asset.
First of all, I want to commend Senator Nelson for providing unwavering support for all the military bases in Florida, Northwest Florida, and especially Whiting Field.
Santa Rosa County Commissioner Don Salter has been and still is leading the way in the purchase of land adjacent to Whiting to avoid encroachment by the civilian population. But he cautions that as leadership changes in Washington, D.C., you never know what's going to happen next.
I remember Congress and the president said BRAC 95 was going to be the mother of all BRACs, and there wouldn't be any more. 10 years later, 2005, they had another BRAC. We're going to keep doing what we're doing because you never know what the next election will hold.
Going back more than a decade, Santa Rosa County has acquired about 3,000 acres of land and conservation easements around Whiting Field. An update on the county's joint land use study 6 months ago is expanding that project.
We just recently purchased about 300 acres of conservation easement around OLF Pace, which is about 8 miles north of Highway 90. So we're going to start doing more work around those outlying fields as well as the main base.
Salter agrees with Senator Nelson that Whiting Field's ability to conduct multiple simultaneous training missions should keep the base off any future BRAC list. Salter also points to the county's partial control.
5 of those outlying fields are in Santa Rosa County, where our Board of County Commissioners can control what happens outside the fence line of those outlying fields. That's a big plus when you don't have to deal with different governmental entities.
Another reason Panhandle bases may not feel the next BRAC axe, if there is another one, is the Eastern Gulf of Mexico, called by Senator Bill Nelson the U.S. military's single largest testing and training range.
You take a testing area that you hear a lot about, like the Nevada testing range, specifically the super secret Area 51, you overlay that onto the Gulf testing range, and it's just a little smidgen.
Testing of the military's newest and best can be conducted, says Nelson, at the south end of the range for up to 350 miles unobstructed.
And if they want to have that land in the Gulf, they can do that. Or if they want to have it have an impact on land at Eglin Air Force Base, they can do that. All depending on what the mission and the purpose of the weapon is.
Meanwhile, Florida Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam, who's seeking next year's Republican gubernatorial nomination, is calling for using state conservation funds to help protect the state's bases from any future base realignment and closure. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.